From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. A United Nations Relief and Works Agency spokesman says in Syria, the Assad regime continues to use aircraft and artillery to pound districts of the capital held by the Islamic State group. Homes and relief centers have now been turned into death camps, and many areas are unsafe. Chris Guinness is calling for restraint and urging for the evacuation of the wounded.
Well, we're seeing intense clashes on the ground. We're seeing firepower from the air as well. So, of course, even in their homes, people are unsafe. In addition, there's absolutely no public infrastructure. The last remaining hospital in Yarmouk camp has become completely non-functional. There are very, very few healthcare options, very little food, very little water, no electricity. Things are absolutely appalling for civilians.
Meanwhile, an International Chemical Weapons Monitor Group says a team of inspectors collected samples on Saturday at the site of an alleged gas attack 2 weeks ago in the Syrian town of Douma. North Korea says it will never use nuclear weapons nor transfer nuclear weapons or technology unless there are threats and provocation against them. President Trump welcoming Pyongyang's announcement, saying he's looking forward to his summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. A Russian lawyer who discussed sanctions with Donald Trump Jr. in New York during his father's 2016 presidential campaign said on Sunday that special counsel Robert Mueller has not contacted her, and further that she thinks Mueller isn't interested in finding out the truth. In an interview with the Associated Press, Natalia Veselnitskaya also detailed her recent meeting with the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee in Berlin. This is VOA.